And we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters. On a Sunday, oh my gosh.
What?
Are you feeling refreshed?
From?
We had an extra hour of sleep?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
No.
I woke up, I'm just like, yes, an extra hour. It's finally here.
Is it really an extra hour?
I don't think so. No, it's not. That's what I always think when people say that.
Do we really need daylight saving time?
You know,
no, we don't.
We don't. Mm-mm. Probably not, but...
Not anymore.
Do you ever think it's going to go away?
I actually do.
Do you think that...
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well...
There's no reason for it anymore.
No,
it
not anymore.
Wasn't it for the farmers or
yes.
something? Like that was...
Yes. They did it for...
Right. But now they have headlights on their tractors and stuff, so they really don't
much,
care
yes.
when it gets dark. And
right.
I mean, you see them out there at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and that's been like that for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But technology is just...
Yeah.
And the yields, it's just all different now than it
yeah.
was... You know, when they started
I don't think that they need
daylight
it
saving time, but there's a lot of states that don't. Indiana doesn't, do they? Does Indiana have daylight saving time? I know Hawaii doesn't. Arizona doesn't.
I don't
and
remember.
Other U.S. territories?
We used to, yes.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong about that. But anyway,
they're
I
an
feel
hour
refreshed.
Different from us. They have to because they're an hour different from us, I believe, all the time now.
Okay, all right. I don't know where I was thinking that, but
I
anyway, so.
Well, because there's been times, plus Indiana is in two separate time zones.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Also.
Maybe that's just what I was thinking, that I knew it was
like
different.
Like the north or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't care.
So, I don't either, but.
I think it's unnecessary and it's just a pain. All we do now is remind ourselves to change the batteries in our smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
Right.
It really is.
So, do we really need this hour? No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But
it's always
my opinion.
Nice.
And once again, the disclaimer, this show is basically our opinions and, in fact, entertainment and not news, in spite of the fact that we're pretty accurate most of the time.
Yes, we are. Unlike the weather forecast.
Like, we're always right.
We are always
so
right.
Anyway,
we're going to be right about a few things, events that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Next
mm-hmm.
Saturday, as a matter of fact, the Community Health Day.
Yes. There's lots of stuff going on next
mm-hmm.
Saturday. The Community Health Day. Then we've got the craft fair in Elkhorn.
Yes.
And so Angie Mack from Mercy, she is a diabetes care coordinator, but she's also got some other roles that she plays at Mercy, does a lot of things, but nutrition is her thing. And she is partially in charge of organizing this Community Health Day. It's at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's next Saturday. And so she's going to talk about what you can find there. It's going to be huge.
It's
their first one, and I think it's going to be huge, and they're going to find that they're going to need for it to be longer or bigger or something, because if you look at the list of things that you can do and information you can get,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people there. And then somebody that we vaguely know, we're acquaintances, Larry Gaffey from the Walworth County Fairgrounds. We're going to talk about, it's time to talk about Rock the Barns.
Already. I can't
mm-hmm.
wait for this.
Mm-hmm. And he's also going to give us some information on the craft fair in Elkhorn that is also next Saturday. And so that's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a big Saturday.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody walks around Elkhorn smiling. And I mean, it could be because of the mulled wine. Or it could be because of the craft fair.
Maybe a combo of both.
Probably both.
Spending money and drinking. I mean, seriously.
Sounds like a, yeah. Sounds
it's a
like
win-win
an experience
situation
for everyone.
And get all of your presents. It's good.
Right.
It's very good.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk also about Rock the Barns and that schedule. And that's coming up next. But first, Angie Mack from Mercy joins us right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Oh, you know how much I love it when we have people come in from Mercy.
Yeah, I know you do. Yes, we both love it.
I do. Well, yep. You know, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan. I don't like to spend a lot of time there. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no. It's not like you're visiting every day.
Well, no.
We love the people.
Yeah.
And we love the hospital.
Right.
Yes.
And we
do.
Love their care.
Yes.
And Angie Mack joins us this morning. She is the, you are a lot of things, diabetes care coordinator, right?
Or well, the
something.
Diabetes educator.
Educator. That's
and a dietitian.
Right. And a dietitian, because that's all, actually, all of that stuff goes hand in hand, mm-hmm. right? And so, but welcome, Angie.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
So, big day coming up, Community Health Day.
Yes.
Saturday, November 9th. It's at Emmanuel Lutheran Church right down the street from the studio, as a matter of fact, over on Bloomfield Road and kind of like Highway 120 in Bloomfield. If you just go past Walmart and keep going, it's
Got
on
it.
The right-hand side. Cannot miss it.
Right.
The huge church complex. It's absolutely gorgeous. But they often do things that the community say things, do things that the community needs to hear that are beneficial to everyone. And this is no different. It's called Community Health Day.
Yes, it is.
And it's 9 a.m. to noon. Tell us what we can look forward to. We talked about a few things, about a few booths and people that will be there. But let's start with, right off the bat, you're going to talk about diabetes. And that is huge for all generations. This isn't just for seniors. This isn't just for kids. It's for all generations. Talk to us a little bit about the talk that you're going to be giving that day.
Well, diabetes is near and dear to my heart. In my family, we don't say if we get diabetes, we say when.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I got into diabetes. I have several family members that have it. And my goal is to slow it down and possibly prevent it with myself. But mm-hmm. I share that same outlook when I see patients, too. You know,
I have an intimate relationship with diabetes myself. My mother has severe diabetes. She has had her leg amputated. She's the neuropathy, every known thing you can have with diabetes, she has. And there's at this point in her life, there's not a lot we can do about it, but prevent things from getting worse. And I don't even know if we can do that with her at this point. That's why it's so it's just why it's so important to catch it young and to get in the good habits that you need in order to control your diabetes when you're very young. And that's probably, I'm going to guess, one of the things you're going to talk about how early you need to start with prevention of, especially if you know you can inherit it.
Well, the name of our talk is Diabetes. What is it? Can I cure it? Can I prevent it?
Ah.
See, and I didn't realize that it was hereditary. I didn't realize that till now.
Well, it can have a strong genetic component to mm-hmm. it. Not everyone can trace it back to a family member, but type 2 does have a genetic link to it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. What's the soonest you can figure out that you're diabetic? Like, how soon can they tell? I mean, would it be hard to tell in babies?
Well, we do blood work right away when a baby is born. And, you know, every year when children are getting their checkups, they do blood work and they watch. Type 1 is something that you typically see in children.
Okay.
But we are seeing type 2 diabetes in as young as 5-year-olds.
Can you tell us what the difference is?
Okay. So type 1 means some type of infection has come into the body and killed off all the cells that make insulin in the body. So the only way that someone with type 1 is going to survive is with insulin.
Okay.
Type 2 is gradual. You know, the average person has pre-diabetes for about 5 years before they develop type 2, and it just gradually develops into it. So there are a lot of warning signs. Mm-hmm. You know?
And specifically, diabetes is where the chemicals tell us exactly what when somebody diagnoses you with that, what does that mean? Whatever things are supposed to be working together in your body are not working together properly.
Well, by the time you're diagnosed with diabetes, 50% of the beta cells in your pancreas, the guys that are making the insulin, are gone.
Okay.
They've either been shut off or they've died off and they're not coming back.
Okay.
So you start out as that fancy sports car with the V8 engine and now you're the 4-cylinder.
Awesome.
So you were a Lexus, now you're a Prius.
Oh, okay.
That's a big difference. It really is.
Not a big fan of Priuses, actually.
I've driven one, but, you know, but I'd rather stick with the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, everybody,
stuff.
I think, would, you
right.
know. So
right.
How
age is a component to it. If
sure.
you have family members with diabetes, it's recommended that you start getting checked at the age of 45. So when you're going for your annual checkup, let them know you have diabetes in the family, and they okay. should be doing a blood test on you every year. If you have been diagnosed pre-diabetes, that's something that you want to follow up and be checked at least once a year.
Sure.
Once it's type 2, though, you know, diet and exercise are a huge component to this. So 2/3 of the management of diabetes is, you know, diet and exercise.
Right. The mm-hmm. easy stuff.
Yeah.
Which really is the easy stuff. You don't want to get poked with a needle every day.
No.
You don't want to, I mean, diet and exercise are the easiest way to control really all of those things. I mean, an active body and a body that is fueled well will stay as healthy as it possibly can for as long as it possibly can.
Mm-hmm. You have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You really do. And that's one of the reasons why we're having the talk. Diabetes is about almost 32 million people in the United States have it now. Children born over the after 2000 will see a 1 in 3 will have
wow.
diabetes, so 1/3 of the population.
Can
so.
You get? Can you give yourself diabetes from eating too much sugar? Can you? You know, like it says, what's the joke on Facebook or whatever? It says, you know, George has 5 candy bars. George ate 4 candy bars. What does George have? And then the answer is diabetes. George has diabetes. Like, is that possible to increase your chances because of
your diet?
Yeah.
Diet and exercise play a big role. So if you're inactive and you're not, you know, not eating healthy, that increases your risk for, you know, heart disease, it increases your risk for hypertension, but it causes inflammation in the body. And diabetes is an inflammatory disease, mm-hmm. so it falls right into that. Can you eat yourself to diabetes? That's a hard one. That's debatable by a lot of people. I think there's a lot of things you can do to prevent it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So even if it is a genetic component to it, I think that you can definitely slow down how fast it happens.
See? So you can.
Absolutely.
You can. Wow.
Right.
So. That's really sad.
Well,
think,
it makes me
know,
want to talk
I mean,
to Mike Mason.
True.
About diabetes.
Right.
He ate all of our Halloween candy.
I was going to say, and it's you don't have to be overweight.
No.
Because he's not overweight.
No,
not
you don't
all.
Have to be overweight.
No, you
so,
can be. Yeah,
no.
That has zero to do with it.
See, I think that when I think about that, I do think when you were talking about, you know, maybe eating your way to that or just taking care of yourself, I always think it's overweight is
no.
associated with that, too.
No, my mom is a broomstick.
Mm-hmm.
And she is skinny as a rail and always has been, tall
yeah.
and skinny.
Weight does play a role, but, you know, even myself, I've already tested with some elevated blood sugars myself, and that was my wake-up call. That mm-hmm. was me saying, let's increase the activity. Let's mm-hmm. cut back on the chocolate.
Listen, Halloween was a few days ago. That's cutting back on chocolate, probably not in the cards right this second. We'll come back to that in January. Right? After the holidays.
That's right.
After the
yes.
But in the meantime, all right, so diabetes education, huge for all ages, but there's a lot of other things. Free bone density and blood pressure screenings. This one I find very, very important. Smoking cessation, which is always important, but the vaping issues. Let's talk about that for a second. Somebody's going to be there to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, and we will have information on agencies to contact okay. to get more information. But, yeah, this is an epidemic proportions in
it
our
is.
High schools now.
It is.
And, you know, that particular age thinks they're immune to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. I mean, Melody and I, we still think we're immune to everything, and we're in our 50s. I mean, 30s.
Aren't we?
We're in our 30s.
Both those?
We're in our 30s.
Yeah. Yes, we
We're
are.
We're in our 30s. But yeah, you're right. People don't think, oh, I have plenty of time to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
No.
Look at some of these people. And it only takes, as far as some of this vaping stuff going on, you've seen the people that were, you know, in our own Paddock Lake that we're part of a clearly national issue
right.
with regard to these illegal vaping cartridges mm-hmm. and things like that. It only takes one mistake to damage your lungs forever. Like, this isn't, you know, many of these people, it's not that have this damage or that have passed away. They weren't vaping forever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't start when they were 10 and now they're 30. No, we're talking months.
I would say
that it wasn't long and
right.
their lungs were damaged beyond the point of no return. And so and I'm sure that, I mean, we're talking about the lungs, but I'm sure it was every other part of their body, too, because whenever you put a chemical, no matter what it is, whenever you put another chemical in your body, it react. It can be aspirin, it can be insulin, it can be vaping, it can be alcohol, whatever. It's a chemical reaction with something. And what consequences from that chemical reaction depend on your body and the way it's already set up, and there's nothing you can do to control it, or you cannot take steps back in time. And so this vaping thing, you know what, it may have caused a lot of people to stop smoking, and that's great, that's absolutely great, but it hasn't been around enough for us to know the consequences of if you vape for 10 years what happens to you. It's not been around that long.
No, and doesn't it seem like it's been just one of the fastest growing
problems yes.
I believe
I think so.
Oh, yes.
I too.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, marketing flavored
yeah.
nicotine
right.
to children.
Right.
I mean, that was not for adults.
No.
And so,
scary.
Yeah. And so we're going to talk about, you're going to talk a little bit about that. A pharmacist will be there. You know, a good question for everybody is always here. Again, we just talked about putting the chemicals in your body. Well, if the chemicals that you're putting in your body combine with others, I will tell you, our boss went down to Florida and had a checkup with a doctor down in Florida. And the doctor looked at him and said, well, this medicine completely voids what this medicine does. So you're not going to take either one of them. And this and this. And dropped him off of like 7 medications.
Yeah.
Just from a second set of eyes looking
mm-hmm.
at things. And so the pharmacist will talk a little bit about that too. Interactions.
Yep.
And things that don't interact well with each other.
Medication questions. Yes. Write them down. Bring them.
Right. And that's a good question. Maybe bring the list of stuff that you take.
But very good.
Your pharmacist should, there's two things about that. You should always communicate and take that same list of medications, right, to every doctor that you see.
Absolutely.
And again, I think this is far more of a senior citizen problem, right, because they just assume that, you know, that everybody's on the up and up and knows what they're talking about.
But not just the medicines. Take your vitamins, minerals,
right.
and herbal supplements.
That's
we need
right.
those, too.
Like probably something that needs to be addressed at some point in time is all of these people that are taking CBD oil. For different things? How do those things interact with have you talked to your pharmacist about that? Because pharmacists will know. And if not, he'll direct you or he'll help you figure it out. I have my pharmacist, my guy over, he's at Walmart. His name is John and I love him. And he is, and he'll tell me things that he knows I want to know before I
mm-hmm.
ask him. And it's just because I've asked so many questions in the past. Okay, now don't forget, I do this and then I do that. Now, is this going to, this is new, it's temporary, it's whatever. And you just have to talk. It's about communication, which is, again, why community health days like this are so important.
Absolutely.
Because communicating with the right people and getting that attention is exactly what you need. There's going to be some other people.
Well, we have one of our new docs, Dr. Morton, is going to be there to answer immunization questions. He's one of our new family medicine docs.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's awesome.
Yes. Oh, young too. So you know,
we'll
the latest
the
and greatest. Yes. Yes.
So. We should. And about immunizations, very important.
Absolutely,
topic.
Because you know, there's a lot of controversy as to mm-hmm. whether to get them or not to get them. So you know, he's going to answer those questions for you.
Get them.
Yes.
We've taken an official stance on this show.
Absolutely, we have. Yes.
Yes. Do not immunize your child for the sake of the other children. And if you're not going to immunize your child, then homeschool them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and people with diabetes have about a 10% higher risk of getting the flu compared to people who don't have diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, compromised immune systems
right,
need immunizations.
Right. And that's so much across the board. I mean, you know, anytime your system is compromised, really, anyway,
mm-hmm.
it's already trying to fight. It's already weakened from trying to fight whatever it is you're fighting with. And then to turn around and have that. It's just, I can't believe it's only 10% more. Actually, I would think it would be higher than that. Yeah. So the Lake Geneva YMCA, because one of the other things that the opportunity is going to present itself here is if you're looking for something, a good way to volunteer, perhaps, there's going to be some other organizations there that you can talk to about that as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Community Day, we're trying to include everyone in the community. So you're going to have opportunities to ask questions, but we're going to have the Lake Geneva Food Pantry there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the wonderful Open Arms Free Clinic in Elkhorn, mm-hmm. which is always looking for help. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have...
talk about prime times. What are the prime times? Because they sound like fun people.
Oh, prime timers. Prime timers is our, we didn't want to age them. And since we're all 50 in the room now, you know, these are for people who are in their prime years. Mm-hmm. And they get together and they just do a lot of really fun things with each other, but also with the community. So they do reach out to help people that are homebound. They take them shopping. They have activities, days where you can come play cards, go out for lunch.
How wonderful is that? That's awesome.
And this is through Emmanuel.
Absolutely. This is our group through Emmanuel. But also, our Emmanuel Lutheran Church has become a dementia-friendly church.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk a little bit about what that means. That doesn't just mean that somebody will go and hold their hand and all that. That's a lot more complicated than that.
It is. You know, dementia is one of those things that can sneak up on us so slowly that we don't even realize mm-hmm. we have it. But not only are we there to support the family member who may not have it, but also provide care and support for the family member who does have it. And,
right.
and you know, it's horrible when you have one family member who's experiencing this and then the other one becomes isolated because they can't be out in public with that person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, you don't know what's going to trigger someone. And that underlying tension all the time, like you said, for the caregivers is, I can't imagine. I can't imagine just being, I mean, you don't know if they're going to walk away in the middle of the night. You don't know. I mean, and so, yeah, you isolate. Like you said, you isolate yourself
to
keep those things from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And people can't live that way.
Well, not only are we helping the families that are dealing with this, but we're educating our congregation at the
right.
same time so that we know how to support the people.
Takes a village.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's
Absolutely.
Awesome, though, because
Absolutely.
You're right. Everybody around you needs to know exactly, especially as people start recognize. You know, how long has it been, do you think, since Alzheimer and dementia have really been diagnosed officially, like the, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's been in our lifetime, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Think about 50 years ago, they
didn't call it
that. I
want to say 20, 30 years.
Right.
It had to be in the 90s when we started hearing the beginnings
of this.
Really
hearing about it, right.
Yes.
And so it's really relatively, I mean, it's relatively new.
Really. There's so much we don't know about
right.
it yet. We're
right.
constantly learning.
Right. And so to know, you know, for the people, like you said, around you to know, that's, and it's helpful. Again, for the caregivers.
Huh. And is there even a really age that people need to start thinking about that and kind of wondering about? I have a friend that was just diagnosed with early dementia. And
well, there's a lot of health issues that can increase your risk. So
right.
people who have poorly controlled diabetes have about a 20% higher risk for mm-hmm. depression, but they have higher risk for dementia too.
Right.
But also medications. I've had people that have come in and said, you know, they're having memory issues
mm-hmm.
and it could be, you know, some of the medications they're on or certain medications may cause vitamin deficiencies once you've been on them for a while. You know,
sure.
B12 is a common one. Vitamin D, you know, those are two that I think of at the top of my head. But I mean, this is also another question that, you know, talk to your pharmacist about
right.
and read the small print with your meds
right.
because it's usually really, really small. And if you are having trouble sleeping, this is one way to help.
Right.
Which, by the way, we will be talking about people who need help improving the quality of their sleep on
right.
Saturday
Which is
also.
Huge. That's just huge. People don't realize that either. That can have, you know, weight issues. Obviously, attention
right.
issues, things like that, that, you know, a good night's sleep, you'd be surprised at how unhealthy. And as people grow older, they say, oh, I need less sleep. I'm not sure I believe that. I think they just sleep less. But I think they still need it, don't you? Like, you still need 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
Well, there's a lot
of
conditions that are made worse if we're sleeping less than 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's a good, that's definitely another good subject. Yeah, there's absolutely
a lot packed in here on this community health day.
Yeah. And I think that, one of the things, though, we wanted to talk about very quickly is Triad. And this is one we talked about off the air before the show. All of us are so subject to scams these days. There are scams going on in every aspect of your life. It's a fact. It's finances. It's education. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Scammers are everywhere. They touch everyone that they possibly can.
Well, they're getting better at it, too.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they absolutely are. And technology advancements are not helping those of us who are trying not to get scammed, because technology is providing additional ways for them to cover up who they are and where they're calling from and all that.
Well, it's like they're on the forefront almost. Like,
right.
More
it's like
than
they're inventing it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. But Triad comes. They are going to talk to senior. You'll have.
Well, all ages, actually.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we tend to have our guard down a little bit when we're older. You know, if we think something's happening to a family member, we want to jump in and we want to help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they take advantage of our emotional state.
Right.
So one of the things Triad is going to talk about is scams and ways to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
So
those phone scams where, like we talked about, my dad was scammed out of $8,000.
Unbelievable.
Because he believed this person when they called and said that my daughter had been arrested for drunk driving and couldn't get out until she paid for damage that she caused in Chicago because she wrecked her car. And so he, in spite of the fact that the bank that he went to said, "Are you sure that this is legit? This sounds like a scam to us. Don't do this. Don't do this." And he said, "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah." And it was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of calling the parents, which we have dealt with now, but instead of calling the parents, me and my husband, and saying, "Hey, check on your daughter, you know," that he went ahead and he thought he was trying to help. By the way, in their scam, they had somebody crying that he thought sounded like Katie. And she said, "Don't tell Mom. Mom's going to be so mad."
And so, how many of our kids say that? Absolutely.
Right. So all the grandparents are like, "I know, your mom's horrible. You come to Nana." Right? Which
all
is what I do.
Points that, you know, you tell your grandkids that if you ever need help, you know.
Right.
Call me.
Exactly.
You know, and you want to help.
Then. Or even the aunts and uncles who may not be grandparents.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And so we now have a password.
I think that's such a great idea.
That if somebody calls for help and they don't give that passcode, you're not.
I think that's
help.
A great
so
idea
too.
You're
going
to have to come
to jail,
up with one for my family.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah. Because then a few weeks later, my father-in-law got a call that was very similar, and he knew better because we had said, "Don't." You know, but we also came together and said, "Don't bail the grandchildren out."
And another note, don't.
By the way, they're all adults. And don't second guess the authorities. Call the parents, mm-hmm. and the parents will deal with it. So we also established that rule. But it's really becoming too. That's another thing that's becoming a kind of an epidemic, is just the different ways that people have to
scam,
lie, cheat, and steal to those who trust them the most. Right. And so, but Triad, they are going to talk a little bit about that. And that is good information to have. This isn't just for senior citizens. This is for everybody.
This is for all
teens
ages.
To seniors.
Absolutely. We have our Emmanuel Lutheran Little Sprouts Daycare represented here this day, too. We will be talking about some of the things that we do throughout the years, the before and after school programs that we do at our church. And then you have a great opportunity to donate to your local food pantry and get entered in our raffle prize, too.
Yay!
Great.
So you can win something.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
and there are some great prizes.
Really?
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
We have some great baskets. Absolutely.
Like flea.
Flea.
Well, there is a fleece blanket involved, yes.
Flea.
Okay. Just say
the grand
prize.
So you
knew what you were talking about.
Free blood pressure screenings for everyone. Yay!
Oh, and don't forget the bone density test, too.
Oh, goody.
Oh, those are important.
You know I look forward to that.
Well, this one's very non-invasive.
Okay. She's very invasive. Ooh, now we're talking. No, you have
Who's
to make an appointment. Right. Dr. Dreamy. Wait, no. Anyway, so Community Health Day at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, right over here off of Highway 120 and Bloomfield Road. Can't miss it.
Right next to the middle school.
Yes, right by the middle school. It's Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to noon. If you have any questions, like how would we get more information about this? I'm going to guess Google Community Health Day, Mercy Health.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes, it's going to be on our website. We have it on Facebook also. And if you have further questions, you can contact marketing at Mercy Walworth.
Awesome. Angie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
It sounds like a great day. And it also sounds like maybe the next time you do this, it'll have to be longer than noon.
Maybe.
I think you're
yes.
going to be surprised.
I think so. Yes,
yes. I think you're going to be surprised. This is going to, this all the subjects that you have, all the people that you have there to talk to, all that information, I think that you are going to be very busy people that day.
Well, thank you. We
deservedly
hope so.
Yes.
Thanks.
Because it's great information. Thanks for bringing it to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome. Coming up next, I don't know, some guy.
Some guy. Some guy's out there.
Some guy's out there. He's waiting around. He
Should
looks familiar.
Let
him in? I don't know. I thought you had a piece of paper arrangement with this guy.
I do, actually.
But it's not a restraining order.
No.
Perhaps it's a marriage certificate.
Yes.
Larry Gaffey from the Walworth County Fairgrounds. He's going to talk to us a little bit about Rock the Barns coming up.
Yeah.
Right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
All right, we have a really, really special guest.
Yes, we do. Sitting right here, sitting right next to us.
He is Larry Gaffey. He is the king of the Walworth County Fairgrounds, otherwise known as the general manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. We let you say that, but we all know that it's really Peggy.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure my board would like me to be the king.
The king
of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it's great.
We're all just servants.
We're just having fun.
We're all just servants.
Yes, we are.
So you got snow cleared up around your new house, right?
Oh, yeah. That was an adventure. Yeah.
I only heard part of the story, so I can't even. But I think it would just be too funny to hear the whole thing.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you one quick part, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we put a little cable or a cord out to on our front porch for our dog. We tie our dog to it in the morning before the sun comes up. You can't see him.
Right.
And keeps him in the yard. Well, anyway, I'm blowing the snow off the sidewalk in the front of the house. And, yep, the snowblower caught that cable, and it sucked the snowblower all the way up to the porch sideways.
It was
a nightmare.
Great
I just I looked.
It was your yeah. maybe rather scary sight to see from inside the house. I just turned and walked away.
Yeah.
I felt like
was,
turning and walking away.
Right,
unfortunately,
the
I had
question
to go.
Was where was Melody?
Yeah.
You said, inside doing her nails, which
anyway.
Is probably true.
Well, one thing the snow made me think. You know, though it kind of put me in a little Christmassy spirit, honestly.
I think it did a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
You know, the only thing that put people in the Christmassy spirit was the date on the calendar, because November 1st, they think it's now a Christmas free-for-all, and we haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. I'm a big fan of, like, dude,
of waiting
one holiday at a time.
It's still...
No.
I kind of wanted to start the Christmas music.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
You,
I wanted to play
and you probably put
one.
Up a Christmas tree.
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
I don't believe you.
I
for
haven't
one
yet.
Second.
But wait, we have one of the biggest Christmas events in the county that happens November 9th.
This is
That's true.
True. That's true. You
That's
can get
true.
All of your Christmas on next Saturday or
yeah.
this coming Saturday.
That's
yeah.
right. The craft fair.
The Holiday Affair Craft Show. This is Peggy Fraser developed this like 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blown up from a little craft show at the fairgrounds to using almost every big building in the town of Elkhorn.
Oh, my gosh.
Shuttle buses. I think there's one, two, like seven or eight different buildings, schools, every school.
It's, have you been to this?
I have not.
Oh, thousands and thousands of people come into town from all over the Midwest for this
wow.
show. Yeah. It's the largest Christmas craft show in America.
Wow.
Yes.
See, I told you.
And the only way I can say that with certainty is that I've looked to see if there are others that are bigger, and I cannot find one.
That is.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yep. There you got one, two, three. It's like six schools, our activity center. And then this year they're using the old log cabin in our park, and they're serving mulled wine and beer out of there and a couple of little fire pits and little hand warmers. But there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of crafters that come in from all over the Midwest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a shuttle bus. They have a free shuttle bus thing. It's included with your ticket price of $3.
Oh my gosh, that's so not.
Yeah, and they bring
expensive.
You around to all the locations.
Dig deep
and,
for that.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing.
Okay, so tell us the details. It starts when? Where do you park? Where do we start?
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And it goes until 4 p.m. And you can go to any one of the locations and park and then just jump on a shuttle bus.
Okay.
And the locations are, of course, the fairgrounds, the activity center, the Monte Carlo room.
Oh, yeah.
Where Spirino's Pizza is.
Sure.
Elkhorn's Middle School, Elkhorn High School, the St. Patrick's Grade School, and Jackson School.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the log cabin, of course.
Sure.
And you can really start in any one of these places, and they
Sounds
give
like
you a
you
little
start
ticket.
At the log cabin.
You're right. I like the way you think.
I mean,
yes.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere at
it
9 a.m. in
is.
Wisconsin.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time. But yeah, you
it
get a
is.
Ticket, and they just go ahead and they is it,
And there's
it,
food available at all the locations,
sure.
too.
Perfect.
And warm drinks. And
Then who will we see? We see crafters. Yep. We see what kinds of things can we buy?
There's like over 300 crafters and then kind of artists or artisans.
Yeah.
And they're all everything's handcrafted stuff from, you know, paintings to Christmas decorations to Santa Claus toilet paper cover crocheted things. You know, I mean, they've got everything there.
They do. Yeah. They had beautiful wreaths there last year.
Yeah.
I just kept seeing them go out. I'm just like, wait a minute. Like, I need one or two.
You need a lot of them now.
I know. And it's good to grab your Christmas list.
Yeah. And there's men that go, but it's typically mostly women.
Sure.
And they come in groups, and they'll like, dress in the same costumes or hats or whatever, and they're kind of, you know.
Yeah, because you need to find your group. You need to find your people.
Right.
You have to have your tribe
like
with
putting
you.
A tennis ball on your antenna in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anybody not happy.
Well, of course.
Everybody, we sold tickets one year, and everybody comes in smiling and happy and leaving smiling. It's just they just have a wonderful time.
That's awesome.
It's one
and
of
it's
the fun
spread all over
sports.
Town. You got to love that.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that benefits everybody because even the people that are walking and not maybe on the shuttle, they're going to stop or they're going to go for lunch. They're going to,
Yep.
That's absolutely awesome.
And
to have everybody in one, not one place, but one area
community.
Like that. Yeah.
Right.
And the crafters, the number of crafters we have, it's booked by, like, it was booked last July.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, wow.
Yeah. So people just clamoring to get in.
If you need to expand it, can you? I mean, other buildings at the fairgrounds because they're not heated. But
right. But we could. I mean, and there's talk of it, but it gets to the point where. How much more work does it take for the staff and getting everything set up, taping out all those hundreds of booth space and all of that?
That's awesome.
Peggy's little dream. She said she was going to stay. It's been longer than 20 years, actually.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. She said she'd stay in it 20, get it started and stay 20 years. Well, it's been past that.
Uh-oh.
So.
And still going strong.
She's still going strong, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not
but
going
it is a
anywhere.
Really cool event.
And
I
the proceeds
it.
All go to... the county fair's Barnyard Adventure area where the kids can learn a lot about agriculture and all that. So that's what it benefits.
That's awesome. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, that barnyard, kids barnyard area has grown so much over the years. Plus, I mean, there's just so much more to learn about farming because technology. So you start the kids out with the basics and then move them on up. But I mean, that's awesome. I didn't realize that the proceeds went to that.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. Great event.
See?
Come out and see it. It's this Saturday.
Christmas gifts. You get to benefit the kids program. What
fun
can you ask for?
I know.
Drink some hot wine.
Right. I've never had hot wine, but
Mold
I'm
wine.
Willing to try it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm willing to try it.
I know you.
That's what she was doing while she was doing her nails.
Okay, wine makes me hot anyway, so maybe I'll just go ahead and dive right into the hot one, to the warm wine.
You are hot.
You
it
know?
Just
yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh.
I see now
it's
that you do
menopause.
Part, you do. I know. At times I'm hot. Right. Just flash in flashes for some reason.
Stop it. Weird. Stop it.
That's
weird.
Oh, stop.
There's
right.
a man here.
Oh.
Oh, whatever.
There's already too much estrogen in this office with the addition of Mike Mason. It made it worse.
We just embrace anybody that comes in. So
that's
come
right.
on.
That's right. But the real reason why you're here.
Yeah.
It's because we're going to talk a little bit about music.
Yeah, we're going to rock the barns.
We are.
Yep.
We are. Like 96.1 is a co-host of Rock the Barns. Starts...
Third year.
Yep. Yes.
Third season.
I mean, seriously, year round. Okay, why aren't the fairgrounds used year round? Why, you know, I mean, why wouldn't you, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
And we all clamor for that, quote, outside festival kind of... you know, feel and fun in the wintertime when we can't have it here in Wisconsin
right.
because, you know, it snows on Halloween here and sometimes on Labor Day, apparently.
6 inches.
Yeah. And you get the snowblower all tangled. It's just a long, long, bitter winter here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But Rock the Barns makes it better.
It does, man.
Yeah.
Rock the Barns is like, it's a concert experience.
It is.
I mean, this is not... And other types of music events are great. It's not a theater.
No.
This is a rock concert, and it feels like it. And these bands that we hire are the best at what they do. We bring them in from all over the country. It's pretty good variety. Rock has several little genres within it, and we've covered a lot of them.
All of them.
And you won't see, you know, some of these you won't see in local bars or clubs or anything. These are bands that maybe tour and play venues like House of Blues in Chicago or, you know, some of the larger clubs. And we bring them to Elkhorn and put them in the activity center. And, man, that place rocks.
It does.
A great venue. Mm-hmm.
It really is a great venue because it's open but intimate.
It is.
It fits a lot of people but not too many.
And you see a lot of different ages as well,
absolutely.
Which I think is phenomenal.
Well, I mean, you know, the younger crowd is getting in to
yes.
the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in spite of the fact that we don't want them to do this, they're calling all that music classic.
Classic,
now. And
right.
In fact, it's what we grew up with, and we're not happy that it's called classic now because, you know, music from the 50s should be called classic, but whatever. So, but you've got Journey, Bon Jovi, AC/DC covered, Ozzy, you know, Kashmir, which is
Led Zeppelin.
I mean, it
Motley
just,
Crue.
It's, yeah, Poison. I mean, there's something for everybody. And then, of course, the new addition at the so far at the end of the toward the end of the season of Two White Crew, which is obviously
wow.
a local
yeah.
fan favorite.
You're the first one to say that on air.
I just announced.
You just announced it.
Yes.
Just announced
yeah.
it.
Like
We just signed the deal yesterday.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Awesome. Yeah, and well, everybody around here loves them.
Yeah.
They're just. I mean, that's a show that you don't.
It's
forget.
A party.
It is a party. It's definitely a party. Yep. But the first one is November 23rd.
It is. It's a Journey tribute called Classic Journey Live. Mm-hmm. And this group, there's some Journey tributes out there, but then there's a Journey tribute.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys are. And they put on a show. You look at their reviews, Classic Journey Live. They play all over the country, and they're not cheap. They bring out the full Baby Grand Red piano and they look
cool.
like them. And they'll go from like the beginning era to, you know, coming into popular, all those songs. And they actually do. It's a timeline thing. And,
wow.
It's very cool. And Steve Perry's, you know, that's a tough voice to cover.
And I was going to say that when somebody covers Journey and you don't do it right, people cringe.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know, like you don't screw up Journey. Don't screw up the Stones. Don't screw up Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of those that you just don't touch. You know, even some of the women, Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these people that try, Whitney Houston, so hard to cover. And it's just like, please stop.
Yeah.
But this group is incredible.
Yeah, they are. Check them out. They've got YouTube videos out and. It's going to be a really we elevated our game this year for Rock the Barns. And the first year we did 4 shows. The last year we did 8. But the budget we did for bands this year is double per act than what we did last year. So we're really stepping it up.
Right.
It's great value for the money. We've got food on site, too.
Right.
And if I want to have a beer, I can have a beer.
You can have a beer.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
How much are tickets?
$20 in advance, $30 at the door.
And that's cheap.
It is cheap.
Yeah.
And I suggest people go ahead and get those. Because shows sell out. And
it
if
is
you
indoors,
wait until
right.
at the door, you're not going to get in.
Right.
Yeah,
I'd say more than half of these shows will sell out. I can't tell you which ones, but that's about the way it goes.
Right.
And we leave people standing outside every time. And I feel bad, but they could have just got online and got a ticket.
Right.
Yeah. So
the fire department.
They have
got
a thing
like
with
rules
that.
About how many people you can have in the building,
right.
whatever.
So you can get there early, have a bite to eat and hang out. And what about, is there anybody opening? Do you have opening acts?
We do. We've got, for the Classic Journey show, we've got a local band called Wise Jennings that's opening.
Yeah. Now, they just did Wise Fest.
Yes.
Is that what it was called?
Yep, Wise Fest.
And that was a big deal.
It was.
And now they're going to come back and open for Journey. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
We try and bring in an original, a band that's from the area that writes its own music.
Right.
Just to be an opener. And Wise Jennings, what a cool couple. It's just two of them.
Yeah.
And Melissa and Jeff Weishar, and they write their own stuff, and their songs are super clever. He is a clinical psychologist. In fact, I think he's a psychologist that they use for forensics.
Really?
To determine whether someone is actually crazy or whether they're just faking it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
okay,
so the songs, he writes a lot of the songs.
Enjoy the music.
Okay, we've got a couple of people that we want him to talk to.
Yeah.
They would be interesting guests, by the way.
Probably.
Anyway, but the songs that he writes, he'll write about maybe a former patient, he won't say who it was,
right.
but he like tells the story about a crazy,
they're fun stories.
And they're really clever.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they're opening up for the Journey show. A lot of them, we haven't completely signed.
There will be. So get there early, grab a bite to eat.
Yep. Lefty's Food Truck's going to be there serving food.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rockin' time at Rock the Barns.
It is.
And it kicks off November 23rd.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the next show after that's December 13th, Friday night. We've got a Bon Jovi tribute coming in. And they're fantastic as well. We got an AC/DC after that. Back in Black. They've been there. Back in Black has played Ribfest and Rock the Barns twice now, and they sell it out every time.
Right.
So if you want to go to that show, you do need to get a ticket for that show because they're so great. And that band, the lead singer for Back in Black, was up to be the lead singer of AC/DC when they lost their singer lost their voice.
Yeah.
And he came in second to who's the guy that was the lead singer for very famous rock star.
Wow.
And the only reason they signed him is because they knew he'd sell tickets. This guy's actually better at it, and he sounds better than the original.
Yeah,
he's super amazing.
Yeah.
Great musicians. And anyway.
And then the Titans.
That's going to sell out for sure.
Right.
Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, and Poison all in one night.
That era, that kind of music, that's like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's like a cult. You know, like if you are fans, until you die of these bands. I mean, it's you're diehard and you go to everything. Obviously, that's why it sells out. And the Titans is going to be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Motley Crue and Poison back in the day. That's arena rock. I mean, you can remember yourself back in the 80s, and I'm a little older than that. I'm more of the 70s when it was sort of my era to go to a lot of concerts. But these were parties. Motley Crue, Poison, that was, you went there for a good time. And so I'm sure that night's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. And then, of course, getting the Let Out with Kashmir. That's another one.
Yeah, they're super talented.
They are. Oh, my goodness.
They are.
Yep.
They are.
A fun time.
You close your eyes, and I swear, you swear you're listening to Led Zeppelin album. I mean, they play it to the T. The lead guitar player for that band, he gets out in the audience, and he does the whole, he uses a bow from a violin to play his electric guitar, and he's standing on tables, and he sounds just like to the every letter,
Wow.
And the drummers, too. I mean, And a lot of people, you know, it was pointed out to me a while ago that Led Zeppelin, their drummer could play in mixed times. So it might not just be a 4-4 or a 3-4 count. He might play a 3-4 and a 4-4 at the same time, which makes, when you listen to Led Zeppelin songs, it sort of, the beat sort of throws you off. It's like the guitar starts maybe a half a note too, you know, or half a beat too soon sometimes. It's hard to tap your foot and get the rhythm mm-hmm. to it. Have you ever noticed that? Mm-hmm. So finding a drummer that is that talented right. to be able to play two different rhythms at the same time is tough, and this guy's awesome.
I mean, we can't do anything.
No.
Twice. Like,
no. I'm just in awe. Yeah. But I've heard like, them, I mean, and they're
that's
amazing.
Like different. That's even more complicated than being, like, ambidextrous. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you can't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Led Zeppelin was.
You know what? Now that you say that about the music, you're right. That's why.
Right. Anybody who's listened to it.
Is it because it's live or something?
Or did you miss
something?
Yeah. Or is yeah. you're missing the beat, or the beat just changed on
you. Yeah.
And that's wow. why. And so he'll emphasize one time during one part of the song and then emphasize the other time he's playing,
right.
maybe during the chorus. And so to
wow.
find somebody who knows how to do that. And then they're also, you know, Led Zeppelin's drummer was one of the first rock and roll drummers that played the drums. Not only was he the rhythm section of the band, as the bass player was, but he played almost backup to the lead guitar player. So if you know when the lead would go into a little break or a little solo or a little run or something like that, it was like he was a backup instrument to the guitar at the same time. And drummers know how uh-huh. great you know that band was.
Right, right.
And I just loved them because they what great music. It sounds
yeah.
great, you know, and wonderful lyrics and all of that. But what a complicated thing to be able to mm-hmm. to mimic. And these guys are spot on. Spot on.
It's incredible, too. What you notice is that these bands that do that, there's a big difference between a tribute band and a cover band. You know, a cover band, they cover everything. A tribute band covers one thing and
they
does it very well. And that's what all of these are. And they are all and they have to be, because those of us who are the big fans that we are, who grew up with this music, we're very critical.
Yep.
If you don't get
right.
it right.
We know when one note's wrong.
Right. And so it's but the choices that you have here are just, I mean, to me, they're sort of no-brainers,
yeah.
you know?
There's a lot of, you know, tribute bands that do, these are the best of the best in mm-hmm. tribute bands. So you're getting a concert experience when you come and see these guys. So
just
come out to Rock the Barns.
Close your eyes and pretend like you're back in the 70s or 80s and... You know,
it's going to be fun. It is.
You know
it
what? I'm excited that we're partners in this because it's very relatable to our audience and, you know, to our programming.
Yes, it is.
It's very relatable to our future programming.
Exactly.
And so we love being a part of it just because. But we are also all about music, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're a radio station. And so to be a part of, again, these great bands or a local upcoming, you know, somebody that we're going to see. Because for instance, Bella Kane. Okay, we've been hanging with Bella Kane for a long time at different venues and festivals and things like that. Before Bella Kane is the Bella Kane that they are today. And it is good and fun to watch a band not fall apart, not everybody take off and go, because we've followed a couple like that too, that it's just sad because somebody wants to do something and the rest of them don't agree. And it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And for the person who, quote, owns the band, organizes and manages, to not know how to run a business is sad, because you know that they could have done something very well and possibly even to the level of, you know, again, when you yeah. focus on a certain genre, you know, but to watch artists grow in any way, shape or form into something like this, and it just makes a huge difference. And music makes your life. I mean, it really does.
It does.
And so, but between kind of taking you back, you know, with some of the stuff, but it sounds so great because they're good at
it. It's such a cool experience.
Uh-huh. That's what makes it the experience.
Yeah,
you're right.
And it does. And especially the venue at the fairgrounds. It's unique and it's a big concert, but like you said earlier, it's intimate.
Right.
You know, because there is a limit, so get your tickets early.
Right. Where do we get tickets for these concerts?
You can look at our Facebook page. Rock the Barns has its own Facebook page, or the Walworth County Fairgrounds. There's ticket links all over the place on our website as well. And then we'll be getting tickets out to the Piggly Wiggly, Frank's Piggly Wiggly in Elkhorn and East Troy. Mm-hmm. And we'll have hard tickets for sale at Lake Geneva House of Music, Black Circle Records, and, of course, the Fairground Office.
Awesome.
Yep.
Absolutely awesome.
And, you know, these bands, one thing, but, you know, sometimes I'll get a music snob that'll say something about, oh, a tribute band, why can't you bring in an original band? Or, you know, well, we do that. I mean, we bring them in open, and we love that, too. But bands have been covering bands since the Renaissance.
Right.
You know, I mean, the New York Philharmonic is covering Beethoven probably five times a year. I mean, this is music that are this is great music of our time. Mm-hmm. And there's a big reason why people play it. And when you can they play it over and over. And there's why radio stations, some of them format classic rock only. I mean, come on. Rock didn't die in 1980.
No. Mm-hmm.
But these are great, great musicians, great bands. And these are the best of the best that know how to cover them. Mm-hmm. So you get a great concert experience for pretty low money.
Right.
And a great time.
Right. Yeah. Well, and like you said, there's a big difference between a cover band and a tribute band. Okay, and mm-hmm. you don't get to call yourselves a tribute band if you are not on your game every single time and on every note, every word, because like I said, we know.
Yep.
I know somebody in our office that if this Bon Jovi tribute band gets one single word or one single note wrong, she will go tell them immediately during the show and stop the show.
Mm-hmm. She usually does end up on stage.
Oh, God. Okay. To remind me to confiscate her ticket power. Right. But like Journey, I'll be that person. Like you mess Journey up and I have a problem with that. So it's just, I'm the same way with
music everybody that you love. And you know when they get it wrong and these guys have this, your lineup has it right.
And it's like comfort food.
You
want to go back to it. This is the music that you know, my kids used to say, my kids used to say, oh, gosh, you know, when we were growing up, we listened to, you know, I listened to Aerosmith and Boston. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Zebra?
I remember that band. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I loved them. Yeah. Loved them. And they were like one album wonders, though. Like they didn't have but one album that was really big. So, and they said, oh, this is, you know, these are golden oldies. Ah, you know, we hate this. Let's listen to our music, which was crap. And because it was the 80s and 80s music did not ring my bell at all. And then I took my daughter to Alpine Valley when she was 16, 17 years old for Aerosmith, Kid Rock, and Run DMC. And she knew every word to every Aerosmith song.
Really?
And I'm like, Gold Goldie, best concert I've ever been to. Well, it's the first concert you've ever been to, so okay. But, I mean, she knew, and people go back, and they love that music. That was when music was
music. High school kids today know all of these bands, and they know almost all of their songs.
Yeah.
They're good. It's good music.
They're realizing that's when music was actually music mm-hmm. that was played by actual people with actual instruments and not computers and all the synthesizers and processors and all this kind of stuff. This is it.
Yeah.
This is music.
It is.
And so, we're excited. We're excited. So find them on Facebook, Rock the Barns.
Yep.
First concert is November 23rd, Journey.
It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Ooh, that's awesome. Oh, that's a great time. Everybody's off work. You're not in school.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Got Sunday to sleep.
Get out there. Yeah.
Sunday. You don't even have to cook. Recover. You got leftovers on Sunday. You don't have to.
Good point. Get out.
And by Saturday after Thanksgiving, let's face it, you need a good cheeseburger from Lefty's.
That's right.
You do. And
Lefty's are good.
They are
you
good
need
cheeseburgers.
To, you need to get out and have a good time and kind of get away from family.
That's right.
You know, kind of cooped up after.
That's not my family.
Not your family.
Oh, okay.
Not, you know, I'm just
kidding.
Generalization. No, I'm just joking. But you do. Are you ready to go get out and have an experience? And this is it.
It's so fun. You go shopping.
Yep.
And the other thing is that tickets to some of these shows might make really good gifts for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's true.
Really good gifts.
Very true.
For Christmas. As a matter of fact, I hope my husband's not listening.
Huh.
Of course,
you're gonna.
Of course, I make him.
You know what?
I was gonna say you're gonna be there, so right. He's yeah, gonna be there too.
Melody's giving experiences as Christmas gifts to her grandkids this year.
Yeah,
this is an experience. I mean, it would be a great gift.
It would.
You'll remember that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely. Because you have January. I mean, you could start now, but
what do I need another pair of socks for?
You don't.
Buy me a ticket to a concert.
First, I'm going to buy you a snowblower.
I know, right?
Anyway, Larry Gaffey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Rock the Barn starts November 23rd. Go and find the schedule. Get your tickets today. Give some away as gifts. But many of these shows will sell out, and so you don't want to miss it. And $20 a shot, you can't beat it.
Not at all.
You cannot
beat it. Thanks for all your support, you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, we love it. Pretty much a no-brainer.
Yep.
Anyway, coming up next.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, it's big.
Is it?
We're going to talk trillions of dollars.
Trillions. Okay.
Yeah.
That is big.
I don't even know how much that is.
Start counting.
I know. Right after this, right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started. What? You are
going to talk numbers.
Okay, let's talk numbers.
Just one number.
Okay, do I need a pencil?
No.
Like putting, okay.
No, because this is really pretty easy math.
Is it?
It is.
What is it?
$52 trillion is the number we're going to talk about this morning.
Okay. Yeah. $52 trillion.
That is the estimated cost over 10 years of Elizabeth Warren's, otherwise known as not an Indian. That's her healthcare program.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for that. Like,
actually,
you just kind of threw that in there.
She is 1/1024.
So you're saying there is
Cherokee.
A chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance, okay. Maybe.
Right. So, so, you know, her big plan is that she's going to, that all the health insurance companies are going out of business under her plan. No more health insurance. So companies, and everybody goes under the one big government plan because you know how well the government does stuff, right? So all she's going to do is tax like supposedly the really rich people and the big mega businesses, but it's also going to trickle down to the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you like your health care, you cannot keep it. She's making no secrets about that. Unlike when we were lied to about Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it, which in fact was not the case
right.
in all circumstances, like he said it was. And so, but not only, so even if you like your policy, forget about the
forget
doctors.
It.
You might hate your doctor, but love your insurance policy. You
That's
going to
be gone?
Keep it. Yeah. No. That's, yeah.
You can't
no, no,
keep
no.
it.
No employer insurance. Nothing. You
See,
have to go on
this.
State. Well, it was just announced on Friday or
okay.
something.
Okay. Right? All right.
Basically, that's what she wants to do is it's going to be government controlled. It's going to cost $52 trillion over 10 years. You can't. It's here again. You know what my favorite word is about stuff? Unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not sustainable. There isn't $52 trillion. And she says, I'm not going to have to tax the middle class. And that's a lie. That's a bold face lie. Because while no, you won't be itemizing a specific healthcare tax on your expense report, mm-hmm. you know, for your household expenses, it's going to come in the form of something else. So she's going to tax something else
right.
and take that tax and apply it towards healthcare. So you will be taxed. Make no mistakes about it. You will be taxed. You will have your health insurance taken away. And even when you're taxed and all the rich people are taxed and all the businesses are taxed and all this other stuff, it still can't be paid for.
No.
It's still too expensive. And nobody wants it.
Who is telling her? Who is whispering this in her ear that she isn't even, that is even going to halfway work, you know?
I'm pretty sure it's the same math as I am a Cherokee. Because Indian, because I'm 1/1024 mm-hmm. 1/1024 Indian, and I am a minority. I'm pretty sure that it's the same math.
I think so.
The same
I think so.
Person that's working the calculator there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's just not sustainable,
like, it's
and
not.
It's just and so let's not even talk about the fact that all of those people will be put out of work. Everybody that works in the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
Or health insurance industry, any underwriters, any agents, anybody that processes claims.
Right.
Any, even people, perhaps.
That's all going to fold.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, because it's all government now. So you have to go work for the government. Because that's what we need, is bigger government.
Yeah. No.
I mean, you know.
No, this cannot happen. And it won't happen.
No, it won't. It's not going to happen.
It's just
please.
Absurd.
It's not going
to
happen. Have you seen how quiet the Democrats are, except for the really extreme ticked off people? Have you seen that they just like them normal, middle of the road? Yeah, this, you know, the common sense people. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that are Democrats that have common sense. Lots of them. Have you seen how quiet they are?
They are.
Because they're like face palming. Right. They're like, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Who is coming up with these ideas? They won't even react because they're embarrassed by their own politicians. Embarrassed. And so, yeah. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen because, number one, you know, I said she was going to get the nomination. Yeah, I think this might tank her.
I'm sure.
I think
this
she
is
screwed up my prediction.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think.
And now I have no idea who it'll be. It's not going to be Biden. It's not going to be Biden. I don't think it'll be Sanders. I'm not sure. That
I don't think
healthy
it's
going to
be Sanders. No,
primary.
I know. I don't think it's going
I mean,
to be Sanders.
I mean, the poor guy's got, you know, all this.
He has other issues going on.
He really does.
I do think
I mean,
that. But I know it's interesting. To
so
see
I don't know. I don't know who it'll be.
Hmm. What about?
They proved that they eat their own with the whole Tulsi Gabbard thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just
like
creepy.
Admonishing her. For
right.
So, like,
that's awful.
Right. Well, I mean, Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, she's I'm sure she's a Russian agent. Come on. Whatever. $52
trillion dollars
is the estimate of what her
trillion.
Plan, Elizabeth Warren's plan, would cost.
I mean, honestly, a billion is hard for me to even wrap your mind around. But a trillion.
I know. And so then, okay, so then my question is well, we're going to need health care or health insurance, you know, we're going to need that for longer than 10 years.
Right.
So what happens after 10 years? Like.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
She hasn't answered that? She hasn't said anything about
that? I don't think anybody bothers to ask.
No, I don't think so either.
Because
I don't think so either.
It's just, what are the odds of that? What are the odds? I mean, again, even people who are Democrats who have some common sense and basic math skills know that their own candidates are throwing crap out there that it's never going to stick.
Mm-mm.
It's never going to stick. Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't seen a Republican idea that's going to stick either. But this one isn't going to.
No, it's not.
So,
no.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Know.
Didn't... First one that I hadn't heard that, so
I just can't even. Nothing. I mean, again, health care or health insurance. I mean, health insurance was not the issue. The problem lies within the health care system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're overcharged and prescription drugs and all these other things, these redundant charges and, you know, this and that. I mean, it's just that's the problem,
right?
And so. We never really needed to mess with the health insurance industry until we solved the health care industry problems. And so if until we go back and do that, it's none of this is going to come out in the wash properly anyway.
No.
And so
we're really not
going down the right path here.
It's not. We're not at all.
No. No. No.
It's
$52
crazy.
Trillion.
Crazy. That's
dollars.
Crazy talk.
I know.
Can't I just want to go back to the way that it used to be, and I'm not
and fix
I,
the I'm, issues,
right? Just fix the issues, but the way that it is right now, it's not working.
Yeah, can
and
we
that's
go
not
back?
Going to.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, now listen, I decided that I was going to start shopping for different health insurance this year, and so I'll keep you posted.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, because I've only had 2 days.
True.
And I know I only have like 45 minutes left because
you
of
do.
The short window that you have to try and make a life decision about your family's health care.
Well, and try to understand every single...
Right.
It's crazy. It really is.
It's
There's
hard.
A lot. It is.
You have to have an agent, for sure. But most of the agents are like, we don't want to touch this anymore because it's just so mangled and it changes. You know, they tell you one thing and then they get a notice that something has changed and it's not their fault.
No,
just
it's
like,
not. No.
Hot off the facts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the facts. The 90s called, Nancy.
One thing to leave this on.
Oh, yeah.
The Washington witches are asking President Trump to stop tweeting about witch hunts. They say that they're getting a bad rap. True story. Leave you on a witchy note this morning.
Everything is wrong. Yeah. Nobody can say anything right.
Uh-uh. Everybody is offended.
They're getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
You're witches.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like, yeah. Anyway.
What is he supposed to call
the Washington Witches.
Like, what are they? Are they like a sports team? Was, or are they witches? Does it say?
I don't think they're the sports team, but they are, they're
actual
known as.
Actual witches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're self-identified.
But you're witches.
They're self-identified witches known as the fire, known as the Firefly House, says witches are getting a bad rap. Yeah. They add victims of witch hunts were typically the most vulnerable members of society and not its more powerful. And I don't think President Trump is really talking about that when he is using the words witch hunt, really.
I don't think, I don't think he actually means witches are hunting him down.
Or flying overhead,
right.
Too.
That's not, I think that it's just a term. And we all need to loosen up about words.
Yes, we do.
Stop being so offended.
Oh, God.
But I don't think he really thinks that they're flying around.
Looking for him. I don't. Yeah.
Anyway. I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't either.
Don't even get me started. 24. Are there 24 or 52 trillion witches in that group?
No, but.
Because, you know, they all pay a dollar.
They do. That's well, they could.
And we could fund our.
We could.
Healthcare plan from
That'd be
Elizabeth.
A magic potion, wouldn't it?
From Lizzie the Indian.
Don't even.
Now I'm just being silly. Okay, we're going to go.
All right.
As expected, coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1. We'll see you next Sunday.